Just a few thousand sturgeon are estimated to live in Lake Michigan. That's a far cry from the population a century ago, before 5 hydroelectric dams were built separating the lake fish from their breeding grounds in the Menominee River. Nick Utrup is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service based in Green Bay.
There used to be about 2 million lake sturgeon in Lake Michigan, and there's only about 3,000 individuals left. And the reason why there's so few is partially because they used to be commercially harvested, but they can't rebuild their population because they don't have these tributaries to spawn in.
The service teamed up with state agencies and nonprofit sportsman groups to come up with a plan to improve the big fish's numbers. Utrup says a draft environmental assessment is recommending fish elevators to lift the sturgeon over the dams during spring spawning season. Utrup says moving between Lake Michigan and the interior rivers will require special precautions to keep unwanted species from hitching rides.
In this case, we need to do an elevator for another purpose, to keep invasive species in Lake Michigan and not up into the Menominee River. So what we're doing is we're taking those fish in the elevator, we're putting them into a sorting facility. We're trained biologists. We'll actually just take the sturgeon that we need and put the rest of the fish back.
The service is taking public comment on the plan until October 22nd. If the elevators do their jobs, Utrup says Lake Sturgeon will have access to 21 miles of inland river spawning grounds. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.